Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
And welcome to the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tanguay Along for the Ride, Zoom and podcast. We are driven to you by Bet Online, your number one source for all your sports betting this season. And also by LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Bob, heavy heart as we begin the program today. Chris Ford, who everyone in the media enjoyed covering as a player and as a coach, passed away at the age of 74. He had suffered a heart attack a month ago. I'm just going to simply give the floor to you in regards to the life of Chris Ford.
There were so many aspects to Chris Ford in terms of the career arc and the effect, the number of people that he touched, and each of them feel a major loss today. It start with Atlantic City, New Jersey, his hometown. He went to Holy Spirit High School, where he remains the greatest player in the school's history. I believe, I am told, still the scoring leader. I remember people telling me about, you had to see this phenomenon, this 6'5" sort of plodding guy who would bring the ball up, pass it off, and then turn around and post somebody up in high school. And he goes to Villanova, where he plays on very successful Villanova teams. He's an all-time Big Five legend. The 1971 Villanova team went to the championship game against UCLA. The people remember Howard Porter, of course, but Chris Ford was the captain and star as well as that team. Has a 10-year NBA career, began with the Detroit Pistons, and established himself as a solid guy, a solid defensive player, despite having underwhelming physical assets for the NBA. He was not a great, he wasn't fast, he wasn't that strong, but he knew how to play basketball. And he eventually comes to the Celtics, and we'll talk about that. But then we get to the coaching thing. He coaches the Celtics, one of the four guys played for and coached the Celtics. And there he interacted with media as well, and won over just by being himself. The overwhelming image and memory that Chris Ford left with people in my business is he was the most normal human being I ever covered as a professional or even collegiate coach. He was absolutely, and that's covering some ground because we got some, not normal Brad Stevens. He's a very normal human being, but somehow Chris Ford was the epitome of your next door neighbor who, oh, by the way, not going to the insurance company, but he was just going to the Boston Garden to work. He was absolutely every man. He was the nicest human being, the most unpretentious person of stature that I ever met. And that's saying a lot because I knew some good ones starting with Havlicek. And he just overwhelmed people by just being normal and nice. And oh, by the way, having this athletic connection. And he touched everybody that way everywhere he went.
And I interject real quick before you get to his career. The one I knew him a little bit. I met him, I covered it, but I didn't know him the way you or Jackie McMullen or Dan Shaughnessy did or Peter May. I just remember Doug Lane, who was the engineer of the Celtics radio broadcast with Glenn Ordway and Johnny Most. And of course,
wasn't his.
And is, and still does, still handles the Red Sox and this, and well, not the Celtics anymore, but still is a live game producer for the WEEI. He would ride to the game with Chris. Mm-hmm. Now, that's when he was, you know, assistant coach, head coach. Mm-hmm. You know, I just have a hard time, and I love, I'll pick on Doc Rivers because, but I love Doc. You know, I don't see the radio engineer riding to the game with Doc Rivers, or, and I, and this is not to demean Doug. I mean, I mean, this just proves like what a regular guy. They lived in the same neighborhood or they lived in the same town. So Doug, as the radio engineer, would jump in the car with the head coach and ride to the game. That's like, okay, Doug's going to jump in the car and ride to the game with Pat Riley. You know, I mean, it's just, I mean, and that's to re-emphasize what you're saying.
I'm getting a wonderful responses to a tweet that I had I put out about Chris from people who can who are giving me their own personal experience with him, having met him in various capacities, including someone talking about how one afternoon after coaching the Celtics, he coached the kids game that night in Methuen. Oh, really? And but people talking about encountering him at shopping malls or gas stations or wherever and how gracious he was. It's just universal. It's just who he was. He was just a wonderful guy. And that's why there's really a lot of, you mentioned heavy hearts. There's a lot of heavy hearts all over the place. I mean, I'm telling you, in New Jersey and in Big Five area and in all throughout the NBA. Now, and let's talk about him as a player. He got everything out of what he had to work with, everything. And but he had one great asset that got him. He could shoot from long distance, so that when the 3-point shot came in, he had the honor and it's the lead of all the obits. You know, you go on ESPN and you go on it's a lead. Chris Ford made the first 3-pointer in NBA history, which he did on the night of October 12th, 1979. Celtics started, I guess, a little earlier than other teams, so it just so happened that when he planted himself in that right corner on that transition, and they threw him the ball, and he took that famous Chris Ford little set shot, you could slip the morning paper underneath, maybe. That was the first 3-pointer in NBA history, and he went on to, you know, to help along with Larry make the Celtics an early sort of 3-point threat before other teams were. So he had that going for him, but he just knew how to play. He was the starting guard on a championship team in 1981, along with Tiny Archibald. He was the starting two guard, and I can tell you something. He played a series in 1980 against the Rockets, and he guarded Calvin Murphy. And they said, "How can plodding 6'5" Chris Ford guard 5'9" rocket ship Calvin Murphy?" Well, he figured out a way. He figured out the angles. He did it, and he had a great series. It's just so many things I can say about Chris, but he is truly going to be missed.
Let's talk about Chris as a coach for the Celtics, because he was there at the beginning of the glory days with the Bird era as a player, and then he moved on to the bench, which is a very difficult transition. And I viewed him as an assistant. Let's talk about him as an assistant coach for a minute, because sometimes that's overlooked. Now, especially in this day and age when they have eight of them. But Chris as an assistant, it seems to me, was probably very, very valuable to that team.
Well, he was. And one reason, you know, being, you know, Casey, you know, with Casey as a coach, you know, his personality was so low key and they blended well. He got a bad break in 1989-90. They got off to a sensational start. They're like 28-5. Things look great. And then Larry's back went out.
Right.
And beginning of, you know, 3 years of, you know, will Larry play tonight and did he practice yesterday? And Chris was, you know, kind of submarine by that. I mean, yeah, that team had a shot. That team had a shot. And if Larry had stayed healthy. I'm not suggesting he was a great coach at all. I mean, he was a good and decent NBA coach. I think of him more as a player as much as a coach. But I got to tell you one anecdote that kind of amplifies what I was saying earlier about the kind of guy he was and his reaction, the normal human reaction. His final, the Celtics' final game at the Boston Garden was against the Magic and Shaq and Penny Hardaway in the 1995 playoffs.
And I was there. I think we all were there.
Right. Well, that was the last game in the Garden, as it turned out, because they lost the game. Somewhere in the second half, maybe it was the late third, maybe it was the early fourth, in a game where they were struggling, but were not out of contact with the Magic, Chris Ford turns around to the press table. And we were sitting, you know, three or four or five people right proximity to the bench, turns around and says, "How are we in this game?" Which I did write about, I think. And it was the strangest, most human reaction of an NBA coach to anything that I ever heard in my 54 year career of coach, you know, being a president in the NBA games. And that was Chris Ford. It turns out I was like, how are we in this game? Just nobody else I know was going to do that. That was Chris.
Well, that also harkens back to the days when you would have Bob Ryan, Jackie McMullen, Dan Shaughnessy, Peter May, all sitting at what now are seats that go for $2,500 a pop.
Quite high-priced seats.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yes, that's the old days. That's the days when you don't want me mounting that soapbox today.
No, and as we go, I want to do a transition here because obviously we want to celebrate the life of Chris Ford, and you just did it eloquently, perfectly in only a way that Bob Ryan can. But I do recall the Gene Shue story. Didn't he turn around and when you were sitting? Just tell that story to kind of bring us back up.
All right. This is the old days when we're sitting. I used to make sure that at home, in those days, I wanted to sit near the visiting bench because when we went on the road, they habitually put you next to the quote unquote your bench. All right. So I wanted to get a flavor of what was happening in the other huddle. So I used to sit in those days when I had a choice down by the visiting bench. It just so happened that they had a guy named Ricky Mahorn, and he was, of course, rough and tough and tumble, and people that know the game know that. It conjures up. He was one of the McFilthy McNasty. There were two sets of Johnny Most McFilthy McNasties. The first was Jeff Ruland and Rick Mahorn, and the second one was Bill Laimbeer and Rick Mahorn. But guess who was the unifying thread for the McNasties and McFilthies? It was Rick Mahorn. All right, Rick Mahorn did something nefarious in a game, and I wrote, I called up Daryl Garrettson, who was then the head of the officials as well, and I just asked a general question, and that was, are there people that you guys keep especially close eye on? And he said yes. And I don't know whether I specifically mentioned, I may have must have mentioned Rick Mahorn specifically. And so I write this in my Sunday column that there are, miscreants and they're kept there. And I guess I mentioned that Rick Mahorn was one of them. So the game starts and they call a foul on Mahorn somewhere in the first period. Gene Shue, the coach of the Bullets, jumps up, turns around, looks at me and yells, "That foul's your fault, Bob Ryan. Your fault."
I heard Shaughnessy tell that story. I love that story.
Dan loves telling that story.
Yeah, it's a great story. Okay, now we segue to Philly, which is an area that Chris spent a lot of his time from Atlantic City and playing college basketball. So let's go to the Sixers right now. You know, Embiid had 41 last night. They've won 5 of 6. They are now in third place.
Yep.
In the Eastern Conference as we speak. And we know that's going to change with the Nets when everything. But there's a logjam there. We have at the top of the East basically four and a half games separating the Celtics, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and the Nets. And I kind of had written off Philly, I think, at the beginning of the year. But it seems, obviously, if they stay healthy, Philly's not going to go away.
Don't sleep on Philly. And one of the things is Joe Embiid is having a year that in many, many years of my long NBA experience would have been a obvious leading, nobody, no argument. He would have been the leader in the clubhouse on this date and time for the MVP. But because we're living in an era of megastars that are, you know, and he's in a cluster, you know, along with the Giannis and Jokic and Doncic and Tatum and Morant. And you know, he's just one of several. But I'm telling you, he's having a tremendous year. And he's carrying them. Now, concurrent with that, and we seems every time, we never can get away with it. And you're with me, I'm sure, on this. Every time you see these assist totals for James Harden, you say, I don't remember any of these assists.
Right.
He's leading the damn league right there.
Yeah. Oh, he can dish the ball.
He has led the league. And he's having a good year. And you know, now there were previous years, you know, he talked his way, whined his way out of from Philly to Brooklyn, Houston to Philly and Brooklyn to Philly, blah, blah, blah. And he was out of shape. He's playing very well, too. They got and because I am a charter member of the Tyrese Maxey fan club, and another guy that's understated, he's a damn good basketball player, Tobias Harris. He's a useful player. So they got some pieces, and they had, you know, we all love the coach, you know, Doc Rivers is one of my all time favorite people, and they're formidable. But I mean, you start with Embiid, and he has the quintessential modern big man in that he can post your butt up, but he can step out and hit that three. He's got the inside outside game. He rebounds. You know, he's not a great passer, but he'll pass. He's not, you know, the standard is being set by Jokic. You know, nobody can match that in today's game, but he can do it. He can pass. Anyway, they're good. And, you know, with Doc, it's 15 years since Doc did win that championship. I know the time marches on, but he has proven that he can coach it at a high level, and they're going to be hurt from, assuming that, you know, but same thing that as with everybody, if they're healthy at the right time, you know, then they're going to be a tough out in April and May.
All right. We have some numbers. Bob Ryan has some numbers for you coming up. But first, we have to tell you this, that Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, MMA, and a whole lot more. You get the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at Bet Online. Live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport game imaginable. Bet Online is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. So here's the deal. Go to the website today or use your mobile device and receive 50% on the welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code CLNS50. That's CLNS50 to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. And also, we want to thank our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager. For your small business, you want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/scribe. That's linkedin.com/scribe to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Bob. Another member to the 40-point club.
Yeah, folks, it's my daily ritual. Here's how my days start, just so you know what you're doing. When I come downstairs, I put on the coffee, and turn on the TV and see what's going on at Sports Center. Pick up the Boston Globe, go to the Metro section, and see this day in history to see who the birthdays are. That's number one. You got to do that. By the way, today's a terrific day. Today is January 19th. It's overwhelming today. Some days are just ridiculous. I never heard of anybody. Today is like, wow. So go check it out. Go check out.
Give me one. You got to if you remember.
Oh, God, I'm trying to think. You know what? I can't. There's so many. I can't.
Oh, that's all right. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Okay. And then I go and check out last night's NBA action to see who's the newest member of the 40-point club, because it seems that every night there's a new one. And, I mean, it's amazing. You're like, there's, and then last night's was Jalen Green, who got 41 in defeat. The most interesting one of the last 2 weeks that I noted, that you would, if somebody tell you a name of 100 NBA players or 200 who might get a 40-point game and you wouldn't name this guy, was Kyle Kuzma, had 42 last week in the game.
Right.
So what I'm thinking about is forming a support group for people who don't score 40 points a game in the NBA. They're going to need some counseling, because right. It seems like everybody's doing it. That's how my days start, Gary.
That's well, I did see Dolly Parton is on there, Bob.
Dolly Parton, 77 years old today.
Yeah,
it's really a good day, though. There's a long list of people. So yeah, it's a good day.
And on a final note, this week the Warriors are facing the Celtics.
Yes.
Because this is sort of, as they say, an evergreen show that people watch throughout the week. Just your thought at the end of the year, are those going to be the final two standing?
I'm going to put it this way. The Celtics have a better chance, I think. Although what the advantage for the Warriors is lesser competition. The West is weaker. We're talking about Denver and Memphis right now are the front runners. Would you want to bet on that as the Western Conference Finals?
No.
I say, you know, one of my big asterisks, I know they got beat last night as we speak, but the Pelicans with a healthy Zion, I think would be the outlier there. I think they definitely would have. But the Warriors will be hurt from if they're healthy. If they are, you know what they are? They're the 1969 Celtics. Go look them up. Yeah, all they got to do is get in.
Right.
All they got to do is get in, and they're hovering around 500. They've been the worst road team in the league. I don't understand that, but that's not going to continue. And now, as far as the Celtics are concerned, people are suggesting, are the Warriors in your head? I wouldn't go that far, but I do think the Celtics. I don't know whether they're going to be able to take care of business or not. But first of all, they're not healthy 100% either. Brown's not playing, so you know I'm not going to put too much stock in it if they aren't beating the Warriors if they don't have their full complement of players. But they need to, you know, sooner or later they got to beat them.
Well, you won't, but everybody else will.
Yeah,
because right now it's a little slow. Because the Patriots are waiting for an offensive coordinator. all right, Bob, thank you very much. Great job as always, driven by Bet Online and also LinkedIn Jobs. And on a final note, rest in peace, Chris Ford. And at the end of the day, Bob, if anyone simply says this about us, as they will about Chris Ford, or they have about Chris Ford, is he was a good guy. That's all anybody could want.
That's right. And he was the best.
Thank you, Bob.